She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, 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 everybody. Lisa is away today, so I'll be hosting the show solo. For those of you who follow the news when it comes to medicine, you've probably noticed that the past 2 years have been pretty interesting with health myths being busted all over the place. Today's guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, a medical doctor, board-certified internist, and medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers and Chronicity, is going to share some of those myths with us and provide solutions, which is what I love most about him. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Andrew, great to be with you again.
All right, so let's talk about the number one myth. What is that? Please shed some light.
Well, we've seen it's been a nasty year for health myths. The myth that salt is bad for you, busted. Chocolate has turned out to be a health food, as has coffee. And sunshine, another study just came out this week showing that people who avoid sunshine, like they're told, are twice as likely to die prematurely. Once again, showing that doctors don't know everything. In fact, often we don't know squat. So this busts the number one health myth ever, which is that doctor knows all. And if your doctor says there's nothing you can do, then you just have to go home and suffer or die. And that myth busted. The doctors know about 20% of what can help you, but they don't know about 80%. Medicine is very good for acute medical problems. So if you're having a heart attack, go to the doctor. If you need acupuncture, stand back. You know. However, if you have chronic problems, because again, understand, over 99% of my medical training and most doctors is done in university hospitals and people coming into the emergency room for the sickest of the sickest of the sick stuff. You don't learn how to treat day-to-day outpatient things. So when you have a chronic issue, and let's, since we talked about heart attack, let's go ahead and use how to heal a broken heart, so to speak. And I'm not talking about when your boyfriend gets nasty with you. But, you know, what do you do if you have heart failure, angina, high cholesterol, atrial fibrillation? Well, natural medicine doesn't do very well for those. So say you have heart failure. We have diuretics, which lose potassium and cause more problems down the line. Or the research has shown, and this is not just one or two studies, these are many studies, that using a simple nutritional cocktail can often make the heart failure, well, certainly will usually make it get much better and will often even make it go away. So let's take a look at a couple of key nutrients for you folks. If anybody with heart disease, whether it's angina, heart failure, abnormal heart rhythms, these things can help you. So number one, ribose. Ribose is a special sugar. It is an amazing nutrient. It is the backbone of energy production in the body. And when people have energy deficient states, which is what heart failure is, they become ribose depleted. And by simply taking 5 grams of ribose, which is easy, it looks and tastes like sugar, just put it in your coffee or in your cereal and do it 2-3 times a day after about 6 weeks. We've seen people, it was funny, I live in Hawaii, and there's this fellow that my wife and I had met, and he was an engineer, a very bright fellow, and his wife, you know, and the kids are all men, so smart family. And his doctor had said, you have horrible heart failure, you're going to be dead in 2 months. Guy lived in Alaska. And his wife said, you're not going to freeze to death here in Alaska. If you're going to die, you'll die in Hawaii where it's warm. So we met him. You know, we were sitting outside and looking out over the ocean. And I said, your doctor's right. There's nothing they can do for you. But it doesn't mean
that you can help them.
You can do. And I gave him this recipe we're going to talk about today, beginning with the ribose. And then acetyl-carnitine, coenzyme Q10, 200 milligrams. If you're on a statin, even 400 milligrams. And you can add other things, magnesium orotate, hawthorn. I got an email from him a couple of years later, subject header, you saved my life. Within six weeks, the guy was out going for a hike each day and was feeling great. So
love that.
Simple, simple, simple things. But your doctor will not hear about this research. And this is not, you know, like I say, this is the Cochrane Review, for example, which is the most respected review of medical research in the world, they said basically hawthorn is effective for heart failure, but it's cheap, so nobody is teaching a doctor about it. So, you know, begin with the ribose, the acetyl-carnitine, all of these things, by the way, on my iPhone app, Cures A to Z, so C-U-R-E-S, capital A-C, it's a free app, very popular app, look up anything from acne to zoster, look up heart disease, and you'll see this whole recipe with how to dose it. It's all on there.
That's incredible for those
of you with angina. These things will help increase the efficiency of the heart, so you can do more work before you start to get the chest pain.
What about people who've had bypass surgery?
If they're doing well, then they don't have a heart failure. It's less of an issue. I think it's a good idea to take the ribose and CoQ10 each day and the magnesium anyway as a preventive. Mm-hmm. But you'll find that instead of heart bypass surgery, another technique called external counterpulsation, and this is one that's even Medicare covered, is also very effective and often much more appropriate than doing the heart bypass surgery. There are certain cases where it's an emergent situation you need to do the bypass, but most of them are not. And although the surgeons are pretty good at determining when surgery needs to be done and not, much better than in other areas of surgery, the external counterpulsation, to do a search on it, they just blow up blood pressure cuffs in between heartbeats, and it causes new blood vessels to grow. It's kind of like growing your own bypass. But the bypass and stenting is such a major profit center in hospitals that they don't do the external counterpulsation just because, well, they're going to be losing their main profit center. They don't want to do that. For those of you with atrial, go ahead.
I was going to say, so like, what about for people who, younger people, it doesn't, I guess we know heart disease affects every age now, or a lot of different ages now, but what about for people who want prevention? So people who are looking to, they're healthy, but they're looking to prevent future heart disease.
Well, the main thing to do is to get a good multivitamin that has magnesium and B vitamins in it. The one I recommend is the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. Which is a very good one for that. And what I do each morning is I take one scoop of that and one scoop of ribose. The ribose also increases energy overall an average of 61% after 3 weeks. So picture 61% more energy. It's pretty remarkable, and that's how I start each day, and I'd recommend that for pretty much everybody. For those who have high cholesterol, who do not have heart disease, I do not recommend using a statin to treat the numbers. I think that the research shows the very, very tiny benefit, and we see clinically that it causes a lot of havoc. So use berberine and red rice yeast instead to lower your cholesterol, along with a healthy diet, and cut back sugar to protect your heart.
Which is very good advice. I mean, we should be cutting back sugar for everything, really, these days.
And enjoy chocolate. Chocolate's healthy in moderation. But cut out the sodas. Instead of fruit juices, eat the fruit, and you're going to find your body's going to feel oh so much better.
You know, I bought the ribose after we talked about it on one of our past shows, and I'm excited to start it, but I had a hard time finding it here in Canada, but maybe, you know, when I went to the US, I picked it up. So I'm really excited to try using it and see, you know, to provide more energy. And I love the fact that I had never really heard about it before. So I appreciate you telling us about it and sharing that with our listeners.
If you go on Amazon, you can find a brand called Shine, Shine ribose, which is half the cost or less of most of the other ribose, and it is the same excellent stuff. It just that just came out and makes it very affordable for everybody.
Wow. No, I'm excited to get started on it. So Shine, thank you for that. Well, is there anything else? We have about 20 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we end the show today?
If you have recurrent atrial fibrillation, it's often coming from a tight muscle in the chest called the trigger point. And if that muscle is released, the research shows the atrial fibrillation will often go away. So in general, if your doctor can't help you, look for another health practitioner. You can get well.
I love that. And I would recommend going to Dr. Tidabob's website, endfatigue.com. You are such a wealth of information. And thank you so much for being on our show and for really helping people. And like that man said, saving people's lives, Dr. Tidabob, you are awesome. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, who isn't here today, but she'll be back next time. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy.